Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But I wanted to share a word, and you know, we talk about this from time to time, but James 4:15 gives us some wisdom.
Yes.
You know, because when you want to commit and you want to be, you know, a person of integrity, that you want to honor decisions that you're making in your life and places to be and times to arrive and things to do, you know, you want to be a person of integrity. You want to follow through on what you say.
Right.
But at the same time, when you're giving your life to the Lord and to his service and to what he says, and you're open to whatever direction he tells you, you know, I'm learning you got to preface your commitments with, listen, I can and I will be there, do that, you know, whatever it is I'm going to do, or said I'm going to do. But at the same token, I need you to know. And would it be okay? Ask permission, because it may not be okay.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, should something happen where God changes my direction or to ask me not to or ask me to be somewhere else, that you're okay with that. You know, and James 4:15 says that if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that.
Right.
If it is the Lord's will. And it's so important. It's so important because, you know, humility is totally dependency upon God. I mean, you know, many other plans in a man's heart. But it's the Lord that directs his steps. And we have to be willing to allow God to interrupt our plans.
Right.
You know, I don't know if you know, it's an important thing.
Exactly.
You know, some of us are so detailed and we map everything out and we know exactly what we're going to do. And and if you're just closed off and God can't interrupt your plans, then it means you can't hear God. I mean, you're not going to allow him in.
That's right.
And it's so important. Because we want to do God's will. We want to do what he says to do.
That's right.
And so a little wisdom and planning and sharing and talking, this is not the wisdom moment, but you know, we can still share some wisdom that we can learn a lesson that we'll do whatever we say we're going to do, but God can trump that.
Right.
You know, God has the final word. And in cases, you know, there are some cases where this will offend some people. You just got to be prepared for that.
Right.
You know, I know we said this, but remember that I told you.
Or, right.
You know, that if should God, you know, lead us another direction. But some people that are just selfish and just think about themselves are going to believe it or not, Pat, Chris, they're going to want you to ignore what God told you to do.
All right.
So that you can meet
their need.
Or their, I don't even say their need, oftentimes their desires. I mean, can you relate?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
I mean, have you been in a position like that where he's like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
And if you don't share the wisdom early on, you're going to be in a tough spot because, you know, you said you were going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But God, I mean, We live by God's direction. We live by what you know God says to do. Anything could happen at one point, and you know what? If you're following the Lord and He wants you to minister, or He's directing your steps, you're gonna need to follow Him.
Right.
You're gonna need to follow Him, and so James 4:15. If it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. And it's important that we just say, "Look, God, here I am. Have your way."
Right.
And when we make decisions and make plans and others tell them the same thing, listen, look, I'd love to be there, love to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And all systems go, today looks great. But just to let you know, listen, I serve God, you know, and God's the one in control of my life. And if he directs me for whatever reason, I just need you to know that I follow him. And if he tells me that I do not need to go or do something else, I'm going to be doing that. As long as you're okay with that, you know, hey, we can continue to make plans and we can walk. And normally, if you tell people that up front, they understand and they actually respect the fact that, hey, you're going to listen to God and you told them in advance, or they may say, hey, listen, I can't. Then I understand your position and I may not be able to make plans, these certain plans with you in this regard. So either way, there's clear communication. you're sure about your commitment about God and what you're going to do, and they clearly understand.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.